Thrush Green by Miss Reed.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Morning. Chapter 1. The day begins. As soon as he opened his eyes, the child remembered, and his heart soared. This was the day he had waited for so long, the day of the fair. He lay there for a minute beneath his tumbled bedclothes, savouring the excitement. His mind's eye saw again, with the sharp clarity of a six-year-old, the battered galloping horses with flaring nostrils, the glittering brass posts twisted like giant barley sugar sticks, the dizzy red and yellow swing boats, and the snakes of black flecks that coiled across the bruised grass of Thrush Green, waiting to ensnare the feet of the bedazzled. His nose tingled with the remembered scent of the hot oily smell which pulsed from the blaring roundabout, and the acrid odour of his own hands, faintly green from clutching the brass post so tightly. In his head rang the music of the fair, the raucous shouting, the screams of silly girls in swing boats, the throbbing of the great engine which supplied the power, and, over all, the head-hammering mammoth voice which roared old half-forgotten tunes from among the whirling horses of the roundabout. At last, Paul told himself, it was the first day of May. And at this point he sat up in bed, said white rabbits aloud to bring luck throughout the coming month, and looked eagerly out of the window into the dewy sunshine.